Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller from Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Today's episode is We Don't Do Nails. So guys, a few years back, we had a couple that we used to do. The wife would come in and get cut in color, and the husband would get his haircut in between. So the wife was always sweet, but I'm going to be honest, the husband, he was a weird bird, all right? There's just something a little bit not right about him. So, you know, just for your personal thoughts there. So one day we're in the salon and the couple comes in and the wife goes back to get her color done and the husband's waiting up front in the lobby. A few minutes goes by and I'm working with a guest and I notice that he's taken something out of his pocket. And it was like a little case with like a zipper. And as he's unzipping it, I notice that it is like a manicure kit, like, you know, one that you would use at home or travel with. And so now he places it next to him and he grabs one of the tools out of the kit. And now he leans down, he's wearing sandals, and he proceeds to start clipping his toenails. And now all I hear is click, 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 click. You know, the click of the nail. You know what I'm talking about. And so now his toenail clippings are hitting the floor. They're next to him. They're shooting across the floor. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck are you doing? And does it stop at just clipping the toenails? Absolutely not. Now he proceeds to take the cuticle trimmers out. And now he is nipping off all of the cuticles onto the lobby floor. And the ones that are getting stuck, he's just flicking them off of the nipper and he's just flicking his chunks of skin and cuticle onto the floor. And also, by the way, there are guests walking in and out of the front door because he's sitting next to it. And there are also guests that are checking out at the desk and everyone is now staring at him and not with the nicest faces either. So I'm working on a guest and I can't really stop and I can't really go over there and ask him to stop because it would embarrass him and his wife. And the truth, friends, I should be able to walk over to you and say something simple like, hey, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to not do that in here in the nicest way possible. But in our world, you're not allowed to say anything like that. So I have to be quiet and I have to be nice, which doesn't seem fair. But so now he keeps clipping and cleaning and I am continuously watching in anger and just absolute disgust because it's disgusting. Okay. Now, oh, wait, we're going to file them too. I mean, this is a full on pedicure happening in the lobby. Okay. So now he's even lifting his foot up and crossing it over his other leg so that he could really get in there really deep and file them while the file dust is just going all over the place. I mean, he's really getting in there. The amount of clippings of cuticle, skin, dust, and nails that was around him on the floor was fucking gross. Okay. We don't do nails here. This is a hair salon and nowhere in here is anyone getting their nails done. So I'm not sure why you would think that was okay. So now he's blowing off all the excess off of his legs, brushing it on the floor. And what does he do? He just simply cleans all the tools off, blows them off, puts them back in the kit, zips it up, and he just simply sits there while he's waiting for his hair to get cut. Absolutely, by the way, no intentions of cleaning it. Didn't try to get on the floor and like push it all together. Didn't try to look for a tissue to pick it up. Nothing. And for you guys who know what a nail salon looks like, the amount of dust and stuff on the floor, you can only imagine what someone just sitting in their own pedicure clippings, how much mess that is. So finally, I finish up with my guest. I can't leave that up there. It's disgusting. I walk up front. I get the broom and the dustpan. I bring it up there. And I looked at him. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was pretty sarcastic when I said, sure, I'll clean that up for you. Because you had to be fucking kidding me, right? Dude, this isn't your house. I'm not your wife. This isn't a place for that. Clean up your shit or don't do it at all because it's gross. So he looks up at me. He smiles. He giggles a little bit. And he just sits there while I clean it up for him. Never said thank you. Never said sorry. And as I walk back, I pass his wife and she looks at me and laughs too. And I'm not sure why anyone thought it was okay, because it's absolutely not. Once, we even had a lady bring her own cotton and nail polish remover in. She proceeds to start taking all of her red fingernail polish off her fingers, then puts her acetone-soaked cotton on my brand new side table and leaves it there like someone's going to come and clean it up for her. And in this case, guess who that somebody is? You nailed it. It's me. So as I go over and I start to pick up, I realize it is stuck to my table. And that's when she realized it was stuck to the table. When I pulled about 10 pieces of soaking wet cotton off the table, guess what, guys? It pulled the paint right off with it. She was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And I'm thinking, lady, I don't give a shit how sorry you are. You should have never done it in the first place. This isn't your fucking house, okay? And I just bought those side tables 2 weeks ago and you just peeled the paint off of it. And for anybody out there who purchases side tables or end tables, you know as soon as you put those two words in front of table, they have doubled in price. So I said, again, very sarcastically, because I'm over it now, well, maybe next time you can do that at your house or a nail salon. She didn't offer to pay for it, and she didn't seem to care after it was all done. Once a lady even filed her nails in her lap while I was coloring her hair, and as I proceeded to come around her and make sure there was no color on her face, she shook it off on me and blew it at me, and her filings were all over my black dress and all over me. You know, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. You just can't make this kind of shit up. So a little bit of fun about we are not a nail salon, we are a hair salon, and it's just another day in the life of a hairdresser. Thanks for listening, guys. Can't wait to see you next week for a new episode of Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Have a great day.